Good day, and welcome to this latest TMCNet podcast. My name is Greg Gallitzin, and I'm the editorial director of TMCNet. Joining me today is Fred Zimmerman, director of CPE VoIP Solutions for Texas Instruments Communications Infrastructure and VoIP Business. Fred will deliver a keynote address at the upcoming Communications Developers Conference taking place in Los Angeles at the LA Convention Center from September 16th to the 18th. Fred will be speaking at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday the 17th. You're going to deliver a keynote address to attendees of the upcoming Communications Developer Conference on September 17th. Let me ask you, what is the focus of your keynote?
So the focus of the keynote, it's pretty exciting topic. It's really focused on the SMB market, and as you know, that market is really poised for growth over the next several years. I'm going to talk about and give a call to action to IP phone vendors and VoIP device vendors, based on our experience addressing the SMB market. Today, VoIP is very pervasive in the enterprise, and we see large deployments in the residential space. But SMB is new, and SMB has a unique set of challenges that have to be addressed, and there's challenges on the infrastructure side as well to bring the technology and capabilities that SMBs are really looking for. I'm very excited to have a case study to talk about. This is a case study from a small hosted service provider and really talks about the challenges they've had in addressing the SMB space. This is really where the rubber meets the road along the deployment lines. It talks about the key new functionality that we think is needed for this market and really a drive to find a way to create a pull for VoIP in the SMB space.
Okay. Well, it's clear that there's been lots of buzz in the industry around the rapid adoption of voice over IP by the SMB market. Can you talk a little bit more about why we're seeing broader adoption and what TI's role is in this market segment? You know, what are some of the key drivers today for SMBs to adopt voice over IP?
Right. So you're right. There is a lot of buzz in the market around SMB and initial deployments. From our position, VoIP deployments into the SMB market is really in its infancy. And the key goal from everyone is to really find a way to have VoIP adoption be much more than just a replacement rate type of secular action. When it's time for them to buy a new phone system, they have the choice of buying another analog or digital system or VoIP. But what we want to do is help create pull to where they really want to buy the VoIP and actually buy it ahead of the normal cycle rates on the digital or analog phone systems. And TI is an enabler. We're a technology enabler, and our role really is to provide hardware in silicon platforms and the basic software voice engine type of applications to IP phone providers and help them provides IP phone systems into the market. So we're basically the solution provider to the IP phone and PBX vendors. What we try to do is enable functionality, provide the basic capabilities for user interfaces, the processing requirements, and provide basically a platform that the SMB customers want to use and run applications on. The key drivers, really, that we see that can do this are really advanced applications. In SMB, a lot of times their competition are larger enterprises, and perception really here is everything. They want to sound and be able to act like a large enterprise. There's a lot of advanced call features that VoIP can provide, such as follow me type applications that really lend a professionalism and stability to that SMB company. There's also a lot of cost-saving potentials as they can merge their data and telephony networks. Scalability is another big one, and really being able to operate more on a global basis.
Okay. We also keep hearing a lot about advancements in what's known as the quality of experience and things such as HD voice, you know, high-definition voice and wideband audio, quality of service and PQA. Specifically regarding TI, and advanced user interfaces and other things. Are you going to address some of these advancements during your keynote?
Yes, I'm going to talk about several of those, and really from two perspectives. One is bringing advanced functionality to the SMB space, and this is like wideband codecs, advanced user interfaces, color displays, graphics, the ability to have USB peripherals, enabling a lot of flexibility. And the other piece is really trying to help improve the overall quality of experience that the SMB customers will have using these systems. As part of our basic platform, silicon and software, we have a quality engine embedded in our solution called Piqua, which really focuses on trying to help the service providers and the customers really have a high quality of experience. It helps to understand what the phones are doing in real live environments. It provides quality metrics for both the phone and for the networks. It provides the ability to be proactive and smart about issues when they arise, and really focusing on really improving the user experience. Because we are, in the end, doing two things. One, we're trying to provide advanced functionality and features to these customers, but we're also replacing their tried and true digital or analog phone systems, and we have to at least be able to meet and hopefully surpass the quality and reliability levels of those systems. And then the user interfaces and things like wideband codecs really give VoIP a leg up. These are things that you really can't do with a traditional analog or digital phone. Wideband voice, you can equate that to, what you typically hear on a phone system versus with wideband, you actually can bring in CD quality or what we call high-definition voice to the user experience.
Okay. So last question then. Technically speaking, what are some of the challenges associated with developing these types of voice solutions, and how does TI answer those challenges?
So the SMB space and our customers, which are the VoIP device, the PBX and IP phone vendors, they're really faced with trying to bring a lot of technology to bear onto the SMB phone market at a reasonable price. So there's challenges around adding lots of functionality to the platforms for the user interfaces and for the applications the customers want to run, as well as focusing on providing enough horsepower to do high-quality voice, high-quality video, many applications like that. We have to tie that all together into silicon engines that can provide all this functionality at a acceptable price point and with acceptable power levels and acceptable performance levels. And then on top of that, we embed a software engine that allows the addition of all the different type of codecs that people are looking for, both voice and video.
Great. Well, thanks, Fred. It's been a pleasure speaking with you today, and I really want to thank you so much for sharing your time and your insights with us. I look forward to seeing you in Los Angeles at the Communications Developer Conference next week, September 16th to the 18th. And that's going to do it for this latest TMCNet podcast. Good day.